But after the band broke up, I decided to continue in music, and I spent 8 months in a studio alone with a drum machine and sequences and my producer, and we produced an album, a studio album. I planned a kind of solo career, and I wanted to put together a show, and I decided that I wanted to get a band to back me. And so I hunted around for some musicians, and I took two musicians from Jaluka who were willing to continue with me, and I found another three musicians. All of these musicians come from different lifestyles, some from different tribes, and also from very diverse musical traditions. The keyboard players, for instance, is a jazz-orientated keyboard player, Keith Hutchinson, whereas Stephen Mavuso is more of a township jive, mbakanga, with a little bit of funk thrown in. The bass player is very well-versed in traditional Sotho music, as well as all forms of Western music, although he is not that au fait with the rock bass lines. But, you know, we are in our experiments coming up with some very interesting alternatives. And then, of course, the drummer Derek is a man from Jaluka who understands that the drum kit in the band is a very important part of the crossing over or the fusing of the music.